Hi, I'm Delaney Goheen, and I'm going to be talking about schedules. Not only just having a schedule, but a stable routine for yourself every single day. I try to keep a balanced schedule for myself by going to bed by at least 10:30 every night and waking up at 6 every morning. This helps by giving me enough energy to just throughout my day to do the things I need to do. I also try my best to get my homework completely finished so I have time for extracurricular activities that I am involved in, like cheer and track at school. A stable schedule can benefit a person in many ways. For example, it can relieve stress, help sleeping and eating habits, and better a person's health. Just an extra hour of sleep or even shortening your makeup routine can help fit everything you need to do in your day with even extra time. It is important to plan out your next day to the best of your ability the night before. This is because when you wake up, you have a good idea of what you are going to do and how you can be efficient to get everything done. Most people see schedule and routine and think no fun, no free time, no actual time to do what I want. And that's not the case. Because when creating your own schedule, you put what time you want to do what and for how long, giving you the opportunity to put, I want an hour of free time, I want 2 hours to hang out with friends, and just what you want to do. So making your own schedule can just give you the opportunity to separate out everything and get everything you want done efficiently. For some people, stability can be a lifelong struggle. It affects people because sometimes maybe they are unable to show up to work on time, they make poor choices, they have difficulty managing food intake, their sleep patterns are very unstable because they stay up way too late and have trouble waking up in the morning. These are just a couple examples of really just an unstable schedule and the effects of it. I believe it is very important to start teaching kids how to have a stable schedule while they're young. I think this is very important because they get used to what they need to do every day, and they can also, it helps them handle change a lot better. A daily routine for a kid might include what time they're getting up and going to bed, bath times, what times they're eating, housework, cooking, cleaning, playtime, family time, anything like that. It's good to know when to do those things and how you should do those things every day because it's very healthy for kids. So that was all for this podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it and learned something new. Thanks for listening.